One of the future leaders in our community is Paralympian James Dunn. And James, thanks for everything you do and being with us for our feature. Let me ask you, James, the challenges facing young people today. What do you see as some of the challenges?
I think for me personally, that some things that I faced as a young person, just due to the fact that the pandemic and everything like that, I was in college, and when it kind of first hit and everything had to go switch to online courses and everything like that, and I think the hardest thing was just kind of adjusting to not being in person and really being able to learn by being there and being with the teacher and everything like that, and having to do it over the computer. It was really a big learning curve. Kind of played the same into being an athlete and a Paralympian as well, that we weren't able to be together, train together, or really do any competitions because we had to travel to other countries, and that just wasn't possible. So that's probably the biggest thing that was a struggle as of late.
Who have been or what have been some of the influences that have been in your life to this point?
My parents are a big one. They're really big supporters of me, both in school and as an athlete. Teachers have really helped me along with having to be away so much for hockey and training and competing and that kind of stuff. They really helped me kind of take extra time to be with me and teach me along the way, especially in high school. They really helped me out there. In hockey, there have been a lot of veterans on the team that over the past 4 years and before that, when I was 17, going to my first Paralympics, they really kind of took me in and showed me what it was like to be a kind of a professional and train at that level and compete at that level. And I think it's really great to have good role models and people that you can look up to that are doing really well and that are there to teach you. And I'm always very thankful for everybody that's kind of helped me get to where I am today and showed me everything along the way.
Now, for other young people, maybe they're in a situation where they are a Paralympian or they would like to be, or perhaps it's more career-oriented in your case. Do you have some advice for young people coming up who may look to you and say, you know, look at you as a success story? Do you have some advice that you would give them?
I think the biggest thing is just to be willing to put the work in and kind of follow your dreams and know that it does take a lot of hard work, but it's really worth it in the end. And you just got to be committed to it. And if you have a dream, you just set out for it and do what it takes to get there. And yeah, it'll be awesome.
Now that leads into our last question here, James. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
For the next 4 years, I'm going to be training for the next Paralympics. To hopefully be on that team in Italy. Other than that, just right now I'm focusing on hockey quite a bit. We have world championships coming up again next year. Beyond that, I'm looking to find a job in sports or within kind of the recreation field, and that's kind of my future goals.